It wasn't on the same magnitude as the tragedy that spawned the Broadway hit Come From Away, but what's transpired in Emmvale over the past few days could make for an inspirational sequel. After declaring a significant weather event Sunday morning and asking folks to stay off the roads, Springwater Township was forced to go into full rescue mode late Monday afternoon when blizzard conditions virtually sealed off the village of Emmvale from the rest of the municipality. Roads in and around the village were closed and township officials reiterated their request to motorists to avoid all non-essential travel. For some, the warning came too late. They were already on one of the just-closed roads, stuck in a drift or a snowbank or unable to free themselves and unsure of when help might arrive. I think we did 20 vehicles on the 7th concession, alone, between 7 and 10 p.m. on Monday, Jeff French, the township's deputy fire chief, said last night following the township's council meeting where he provided an update on the situation with Fire Chief Jeff Kirk. French says the conditions were unlike anything he's ever experienced. "It was just like the story my parents used to tell. We walked 2 miles to school, uphill both ways, in a snowstorm. That's literally what happened," he said. "You're walking up snowbanks, uphill, all the way in and all the way out." According to Nicole Odette, Springwater's communications officer, the township had all of its equipment out at the height of the storm, 13 plows, 2 graders and 2 loaders. "As part of the cleanup, we have added 1 contract blower, 1 contract grader and borrowed a blower from the town of Innisfil," she said Thursday morning in an email. The significant weather event remains in effect. While fire and emergency services were digging out trapped travelers, the township's public works crew set to work on making the roads passable while the administration and parks and recreation teams headed up efforts to open an emergency warming center at the Emmvale Community Center for anyone stranded in the storm. Matt Garwood, who lives in the village and represents Emmvale on Township Council, just happened to have a key to the community center. "Most of the township staff was busy elsewhere, so my wife and I went over to the community center and started to get it ready," he said. "It wasn't very long after we opened it up that the mayor, Jennifer Coughlin, drove in and we stayed overnight to support our guests while they were there." As word of the emergency began to spread, offers of assistance began to roll in. Garwood said at least 25 villagers stopped by the warming center to drop off food, drinks, blankets, toys and various other sundry items, like phone chargers. Some would simply drop off goods while others stayed and comforted those who were stranded. "Some of them just barged in and started handing out stuff," Garwood said. "You couldn't stop them from helping." Garwood says the outpouring of assistance made a terrible situation bearable. The people who were rescued, didn't know what to expect when they walked in after being frozen and probably terrified or anxious because their car's in a ditch somewhere," Garwood said. "They showed up to a building they've never been into, in a little town that many of them probably never heard of. When they were leaving, there were hugs, high fives and a real sense of gratitude for the folks in this community," he added. Brianna Dean, manager of Parks and Recreation for the township, spent a lot of time at the warming center during the emergency. She said the atmosphere in the warming center was surprisingly calm, given the situation. "Everyone was trying to help each other out," she said. "They were exhausted but calm. It wasn't chaotic at all," Dean added. The township closed the warming center Wednesday around noon, following the departure of the last 3 guests. Springwater's fire chief said the events of the past few days illustrate the need, and importance, of having a full tank of gas at all times, a 72-hour emergency winter car kit on board the vehicle and following emergency warnings. "If we're asking you to stay off the roads, it's for a reason," Kirk said. "More cars only compound the problem. To check road conditions in and around Emmvale, click here."